Ukrainian Interim Prime Minister Arseniy Yatsenyuk says his government has finished drafting a law that will offer amnesty to pro-Russian protesters who disarm as they leave occupied government buildings. The amnesty is part of the deal signed this week in Switzerland among Ukraine, Russia, the EU, and the US, meant to try to bring the tensions in Ukraine to an end. Despite the amnesty call, pro-Russian demonstrators are reportedly showing no signals that they plan to leave occupied government buildings in eastern Ukraine. Instead, they are demanding the resignation of Yatsenyuk's government. Iran's president says his country holds no hostile intentions, and all countries in the region can rely on the stability and security of Iran's armed forces. Hassan Rouhani has made the comments at a military parade in Tehran, where Iran has been marking National Army Day. He says nationwide support from the army and civilians alike has empowered Iran's nuclear negotiators and those on the front lines of diplomacy. Since elected last June, Rouhani has pledged to resolve his country's nuclear dispute and end the economic sanctions imposed on Tehran.